My name is Natalie Bell. I'm assistant curator, and I'm here in conversation with Elaine Cameron Weir to discuss some of the themes in her current exhibition, Viscera Has Questions About Itself. Can I ask you about your interest in aromatic resins and scent, and the way that you've used labdanum in this installation?
Mm-hmm. So labdanum is the name for basically the sap from a tree called the rock rose. I don't know the Latin name, but it grows mostly in the Mediterranean, I think. And it's been used, this substance, labdanum, has been used for thousands of years in perfumery and for incense as a raw material. And I've always liked the smell of it, like since I first smelled it a long time ago. But it's hard to get the smell to release from it as it is in this form, this like sticky black tar-like stuff, because you can't burn it like you would traditional incense. You have to like do all this stuff. So I wanted to figure out a way to heat it slowly and gradually so the smell would come out. And I've been working on that for a while, and those pieces are in this show. But I've been working with scent for a long time. Probably the first thing I did with scent in 2009 was develop a perfume for concrete with a perfume company in New Jersey. And it was all synthetic, as a lot of perfumes are. But since then, like over the last 7 or 8 years, I guess I've been more drawn to the natural materials, just because I like the idea that the natural things are the same material like that they've been. Like frankincense that is burned in a church today is basically the same as it was when it was first like bled from a tree, you know? So it's kind of like this link through history that I find interesting.
That sensory experience can have a sort of trans-historical capacity.
Yeah, and that it's sort of something elemental about it, like that these things can come out of, it's like tree sap, and we like how it smells, and that's it. I mean, it's so simple, but it's so weird to me also that the idea of like burning this stuff could take on such significance also in like a mystical level, or however it's always done in like a ritual kind of way, and that everything that surrounds it is sort of strange, which is interesting to me, I guess.